The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines, and we begin with this one from Woman's Day. Sure, coconut is a source of healthy fat, and the meat of the fruit, of the nut, fruit, or seed, it can be classified as all three, is high in essential minerals like iron, manganese, copper, and magnesium. But really, is there anything better than its tropical smell? We didn't think so. Give these yummy beauty picks a sniff for June 26th, Coconut Day. And they offer three options here. Shower Power, Bath & Body Works. It's Cocoa Paradise Shower Gel, $15 at bathandbodyworks.com or in the store. Dream Cream from The Body Shop. It's Coconut Body Butter, $24 at thebodyshop.com. Or Lip Service, Lano Lips, Lano Stick, Cocoa Nutter, $17. It's a little stick, like a chapstick kind of thing. From lanolips.com, lanolips.com. And another little reminder about other things going on here in June, or into July, actually. July 1st, Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day. So if you're feeling adventurous, head on over to your ice cream shop and try something you've never tried. And, of course, July 4th is Independence Day. From Good Housekeeping, the book of the month is called The Celebrants, and it's by Stephen Rowley, R-O-W-L-E-Y. College friends Jordan, Jordy, Naomi, Craig, and Marielle made a somewhat morbid pact to throw one another living funerals whenever one of them needed to be reminded that life was worth living. And over the 28 years since graduation, some of them have called in the promise. They've come together to lift up Marielle as her marriage fell apart, to comfort Naomi after her parents died, and to support one another when Craig pleaded guilty to art fraud. But now Jordan has a secret that could mean the end of these life-affirming gatherings and damage their bond forever. This funny, poignant, heartfelt novel is a testament to the importance of friendship, especially when life gets hard. From Real Simple, in your words, what is the boldest item of clothing you own? And their readership have responded. Here are their many answers. My leopard print bike shorts, they make me feel fierce. Someone else, a 1920s flapper dress with beads and glitter. It's extra, and it comes out for parties. You can't help dancing and having a good time in it. Another, a pair of iridescent Dr. Martens boots. I wanted a pair so badly in the 90s when they were on trend, but they were too expensive. Now that I have adulting money, I not only bought a pair, I bought a pair that are totally thebomb.com. Another, a beautiful sweater with cleavage down to there, and I'm 60. Another, pumpkin orange high-waisted satin trousers. They are completely impractical and outrageous, but every time I put them on, they make me unbelievably happy. Someone else, my octagonal sunglasses. I get the nicest compliments whenever I wear them. My psychedelic purple hippie pants. I've earned the right to proudly fly my freak flag. Another, my mom's plaid Pendleton suit. It fits me like a glove. Teal cowboy boots, a hot pink crop top, and a sequined jacket. I don't wear them at the same time, of course. I own this high-slit wraparound sundress that has a fun bohemian pattern on it. I feel like such a badass walking into the office in it. A late 80s sweater with the bright pinks and purples and wide sleeves of the time. I got it at an elementary school teacher's estate sale. And the last one, a cape I use as a lightweight winter coat. I look like a posh superhero when I wear it. The next question will be, what is your most irrational phobia? And if you want to offer your own answer to that, go to your words, that's YOURWORDS, at realsimple.com, RealSimple.com. From Good Housekeeping, how to get stronger in your living room. Build endurance and strength with these effective at-home exercises that work for any fitness level. And they describe them fairly well, so hopefully you'll get the gist here. You don't have to buy a fancy gym membership or expensive gear for a stronger, more toned physique. Your body is your own machine, so work it, says corrective exercise specialist Tatiana Lampa, founder of the app Training with a T. A well-rounded routine like this one also supports immunity, mood management, a healthy heart, good sleep, durable bones and joints, and much more. The six exercises here combine to target major muscle groups, upper body, lower body, core, and some also offer a burst of cardio, making for a simple total body workout. Aim to do the entire routine three times, 2 to 3 times a week. And when you're ready to challenge yourself, use our easy tricks for amping up the intensity. And now, get moving. The first one, the ever-popular squats. This targets the glutes, the quads, the hamstrings, calves, and hips. Stand with your feet hip distance apart, arms by your sides. Engaging your core and glutes, carefully sit back onto your heels and push your butt back and down, lowering yourself until your thighs are parallel with the ground, hands together. As you go down, look straight ahead, not up or down, and keep your back straight and your chest lifted. Make sure your heels stay firmly on the ground. Keeping your back upright and your core braced, push off your heels to stand back up. That counts as one rep. Do 12 to 14. Now, if that's too hard at first, grab a chair and lower into your squat slowly until you tap the seat of the chair, and then stand up again. And once it's getting too easy, amp it up. Add weight using a dumbbell, a kettlebell, or a household object such as a full detergent bottle, closed tightly, of course. Grasp it between your hands and hold it centered as you at your chest as you perform the squat. Next, wall sits. This targets the core, glutes, hamstrings, and quads. Stand up straight with your back against a wall and press your spine firmly against it. Walk your feet out a couple of steps and slide your backside down the wall until your hips are aligned with your knees. You should feel as if you're sitting in an imaginary chair. Keep your arms pressed against the wall and your shoulders back. Hold this for 30 seconds, then stand up and rest. Repeat 3 times. To tone it down, hold your wall sit in a higher position. You can also break up that 30 seconds and do a 15-second hold, a 10-second rest, and another 15-second hold. And when it gets too easy, amp it up. Instead of keeping both feet planted on the ground, lift one leg to do single leg raises, switching legs after 15 seconds. Yikes. Jumping rope targets all main muscle groups and gives you a hit of cardio. Start with the rope's center resting on the ground behind your heels. Use your wrists to turn the rope, not your elbows. Jump for 30 seconds, then rest, and repeat that 3 times. To tone it down, jump for 15 seconds, take a 10-second break, and jump again for 15. You can also slow down the speed. And when it gets easy, amp it up. Alternate legs and land on one foot at a time, or try swinging the rope faster or experimenting with a weighted rope. Next one, dips. This targets the triceps, shoulders, chest, and upper back. Sit on a sturdy chair and place your hands on the edge of your legs, fingers facing forwards, on the edge by your legs. I'm so sorry. Lift your body and slide forward just enough so that your butt clears the edge of the chair. Extend your legs straight out in front of you, hip distance apart, with only your heels touching the floor. Bending at your elbows, lower your body toward the floor, until your elbows form a 90-degree angle. Press your body back up, using your triceps to straighten your arms. That's one rep. Do 12 to 14. To make it easier at first, bend your knees instead of straightening them, or simply start with a shallow pulse instead of a full dip. And to amp it up, the further you extend your legs, the tougher this will get, and the closer together you position your hands, the more you'll target your triceps. You can also prop your extended legs up on another chair or surface roughly the same height for an even bigger challenge. Yikes. And planks. This targets core, upper back, arms, and glutes. Start on all fours in tabletop position. Your shoulders should be directly over your wrists and your hips in line with your knees. Engaging your abs, shoulders, back, and glutes. Extend your legs back to straighten into a plank. Try to avoid raising your butt. Aim to remain in a fairly straight line. Hold this for 30 seconds, then rest. Repeat it 3 times. To tone it down, place your knees on the floor or do a 15-second hold with a 10-second rest and another 15-second hold. And to amp it up, incorporate shoulder taps, leg walkouts, or leg raises. You can also switch between this and a side plank where you balance on one hand, feet stacked, your body facing out instead of down to give your obliques an extra workout. And the last one is climbers. This targets all main muscle groups with a burst of cardio. Start in plank position with your arms straight and your wrists directly under your shoulders. Your body should be in one long plane with your glutes engaged. Alternate bringing each knee into your chest. Try to maintain a steady pace. Continue for 30 seconds and then rest. Repeat 3 times. To make it easier at first, elevate your upper body by putting your hands on a bench or couch, but leaving your feet on the floor. And to amp it up, go faster to hike your heart rate, or try crossing your right knee over to touch your left elbow and vice versa. From real simple, clever items. Little helpers to make your life a lot easier. First, a hat trick. Hold on to your hat. This beach bag has exterior straps to secure and not warp a floppy hat, and a towel-like lining to soak up water. It's the Sun Catcher Beach Tote. Holy cow, $115. At sydneybyron.com. SydneyByron.com. A great gadget, and it's spelled G-R-A-T-E. This slicer features 3 interchangeable blades, a grippy finger guard, safety first, and a catch bowl that doubles as a strainer. It's the mandolin slicer with container and colander, $30 at lovehubbe.com, lovehubbe.com. For a soft landing, it's an ottoman on wheels and a stack of individual floor cushions all at one time. This multifunctional item is ideal for small space living and frequent entertaining. It's the Opal House Marin Stackable Puff, $90, available at Target.com, T-A-R-G-E-T.com. I imagine it comes in several colors. Next, Buzz Off. No fuss, no muss, and no bugs. This device holds a replaceable fuel cartridge that warms up an unscented repellent, keeping mosquitoes 15 feet away. It's the Patio Shield Mosquito Repeller. $25 at thermacell.com. That's T-H-E-R-M-A-C-E-L-L.com. From Good Housekeeping's Cleaning Lab. Question, what's the best way to clean my yoga mat? And their answer, it's easy to forget about cleaning this accessory once your session is over, but doing so is simple, and a clean mat is almost as important as clean workout wear. Yoga mats come in a variety of materials. Those with closed cell construction are easier to clean and often last longer than open porous mats, but no matter what type you have, regular cleaning will wash away germs and grime and help keep it fresh. Start by combining 2 cups of warm water and a few drops of dish soap in a spray bottle. Lightly spritz the mat's surface and wipe it with a clean cloth. Rinse the cloth in clear water, wring it out well, and then use it to remove all soap from the mat. Flip the mat over and clean the other side the same way. Dry the mat flat or drape it over a shower rod or rack to let it air dry away from direct sunlight and heat. Covering your mat with a towel during use will help it stay cleaner longer, too. Note, always follow your mat's care instructions. And some deep cleaning options for your yoga mat. First, give it a bath. Not all yoga mats can be immersed, but if yours can, check your cleaning recommendations. Fill the bathtub with warm water and add a few squirts of dish soap. Soak the mat for about 5 minutes and scrub it clean. Rinse well, squeeze and shake off excess water and air dry. To zap germs, yoga mats can make ideal hiding places for odor-causing bacteria from sweat and other sources. A yoga mat will never be germ-free, but you can refresh yours with a disinfecting wipe if the company recommends it. Keep the mat wet for the required time and then air dry it, then wash and rinse again. And get the grip back. If a buildup of body oils and lotions has you slipping and sliding during your yoga routine, help your mat get its grip back with some baking soda. Sprinkle it on and rub it into the surface. Let it sit for 15 to 30 minutes, then brush or vacuum away the excess. And 5 steps to smarter swimsuit care. This is still from Good Housekeeping's cleaning lab. This summer staple has a job to do like no other item in your wardrobe. It gets exposed to sun, salt water, chlorine, sweat, and stains, and needs to stay colorful and stretchy through it all. Follow these steps to keep your suit looking its best. First, rinse off before diving in. Wet your suit under an outdoor shower before taking a dip in a pool or the ocean. This will pre-saturate the fibers, so they'll be less likely to pull in chlorine and seawater. Then, shower post-swim. Rinsing off after swimming removes traces of sand and pool or ocean water to help keep the fabric smooth and the colors bright. Sit on a towel or mat. Lounging poolside is relaxing, but rough concrete pool ledges can wreak havoc on your suit's bottom. To avoid pills and snags, sit on a towel or a pad. Hand wash promptly. Laundering your suit as soon as you get it home is best. If you're short on time, soak it in clear water until you can do the full job, but be sure to pre-treat any stains. Some suits can be safely machine washed on a delicate cycle. Check the label and put pieces with strings into mesh bags to prevent tangling. And skip the dryer. Air drying is best for fabrics with a high percentage of spandex. Dry them away from sunlight. They've already gotten enough. From Real Simple, in-season Rainier cherries. You can get a lot of fruits year-round these days, but not these cheery, yellow-fleshed beauties. Typically only on sale in June and July, Rainiers are larger and sweeter than most other cherry varieties. To shop for them, look for fruit that's plump and unbruised. Store, refrigerate cherries uncovered in the coldest part of your fridge, usually the back of the lowest shelf, for up to 5 days. Rinse right before eating. And because they can get a bit mushy when baked, Rainiers are best eaten raw as a snack or pitted and sliced into a salad. For a light dessert, just serve with whipped cream. Now that's a recipe I can handle. From Woman's Day, the perfect July 4th treat is pie. And if you're going to make a pie, cut stars of varying sizes. Cutters are often sold in sets from excess dough for a pretty star-spangled pie topper. From Good Housekeeping, in season, basil. A few leaves of this fragrant and slightly sweeter brighten up any summer dish. Think Beyond Pesto with these three recipes from our test kitchen. Peach and cucumber salad. In a bowl, whisk together 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 tablespoon white wine vinegar, and 1/4 teaspoon each kosher salt and pepper. Stir in 1 small shallot and 1/2 a small red chili, both thinly sliced. Add 2 ripe peaches or nectarines cut into 1/2-inch thick wedges and let sit, tossing occasionally, 5 minutes. Using a vegetable peeler, shave 1 Kirby cucumber into long, thin strips and fold into the peaches along with 3/4 of a cup of torn basil. White wine mussels. In a large Dutch oven, heat 2 tablespoons olive oil, 2 large cloves of garlic, and 1 red chili, all finely chopped, on medium-low, 3 minutes. Add 1 cup dry white wine. Boil 2 minutes. Add 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, then 2 pounds of mussels which have been scrubbed and beards removed. Cook, covered, stirring once or twice until shells open, 4 minutes. Transfer the mussels to a shallow bowl, discarding any that are unopened. Add 2 tomatoes, about 1 pound, seeded and chopped, and cook 2 minutes. Remove from heat, toss with 1 cup basil which has been chopped, then spoon over mussels. And last, caprese stuffed avocados. Scoop out 2 avocados, leaving a small border all the way around. Dice avocado flesh and set aside. In a large bowl, toss 8 cherry tomatoes cut in half with 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 tablespoon balsamic vinegar, and 1/4 teaspoon each kosher salt and pepper. Fold in diced avocado, 3 ounces of mozzarella, which has been cut into pieces, and 1/2 cup of chopped basil leaves. Divide salad among the avocado halves. From Woman's Day, I've got 2 salad options here. Beet and apple coleslaw. Active time is 15 minutes. Total time is 15 plus chill time. And this serves 8 to 10 people. We need, and it turns out kind of pink. It's kind of pretty. 3 tablespoons cider vinegar. 1 tablespoon sugar. 1/2 of a medium red cabbage, that's where the pink comes from, about 12 ounces, cored and thinly sliced, 1 sweet tart apple, such as Braeburn or Honeycrisp, coarsely grated, about 1 1/3 cups, 1 1/4 pounds of beets, about 4 small beets, peeled and coarsely grated, there's more of the pink, 2 1/2 tablespoons mayo, 1/2 cup flat leaf parsley leaves, roughly chopped, 1 tablespoon plus 1 teaspoon fresh lemon juice, and kosher salt and pepper. In a large bowl, whisk together vinegar and sugar, add cabbage, apple, and beets, and toss to thoroughly combine. In a small bowl, stir together mayonnaise, parsley, lemon juice, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Add 2 marinated cabbage and mix until thoroughly coated. Refrigerate at least 2 hours, preferably overnight, and for up to 2 days. And chickpea salad with smashed cucumbers. Active time and total time are both 25 minutes, and it serves 4 to 6. We need 12 ounces Persian cucumbers, kosher salt and pepper, 2 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 1 teaspoon honey, 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 tablespoon capers, drained and roughly chopped, 1/4 teaspoon dried oregano, 1/2 of a very small red onion, finely chopped, 1 jalapeno, seeded and finely chopped, 1 15-ounce can of chickpeas, rinsed, 12 ounces mixed cherry and grape tomatoes, halved or sliced, 1/2 cup flat leaf parsley, chopped, and crumbled feta cheese for serving. With the side of a chef's knife, bash the cucumbers lightly to crush. Have them lengthwise, then cut each into 4 to 6 chunks. Transfer cucumbers to a bowl and toss with 2 teaspoons salt. Let sit 10 minutes. Meanwhile, in a large bowl, whisk together lemon juice and honey to dissolve. Whisk in oil, capers, oregano, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Add onion, jalapeno, and chickpeas and toss to combine. Let sit at least 10 minutes. Transfer cucumbers to a colander and rinse. Then shake off as much water as possible. Add to bowl with dressing, along with tomatoes and parsley, and toss to combine. Serve topped with feta, if desired. From Woman's Day, savory oatmeal. Active and total time are both 20 minutes, and it serves 4. We need 2 tablespoons olive oil. Remember, this is savory oatmeal. 2 tablespoons olive oil, 1 teaspoon freshly grated ginger, 1 5-ounce package baby kale, kosher salt, 4 teaspoons vegetable bouillon base. We use Better Than Bouillon. 2 cups old-fashioned rolled oats, 1 teaspoon toasted sesame oil, 4 soft-boiled eggs cut in half, toasted sesame seeds, nori strips, and sliced scallions for serving. Heat oil in large saucepan on medium. Add ginger and cook, stirring often until fragrant, 1 minute. Add kale, season with 1/4 teaspoon salt if desired, and cook, stirring occasionally just to wilt, 2 minutes. Transfer to bowl and discard any liquid from the pan. Add 4 cups water and bouillon base to same saucepan and bring to a boil. Stir in oats and simmer, stirring occasionally until oats are tender and thickened, 6 to 10 minutes. Fold in sesame oil. Spoon oatmeal into bowls and serve topped with kale and eggs. Then sprinkle with sesame seeds, nori strips, and sliced scallions if desired. From Woman's Day, train yourself to be kinder. To yourself, that is. A common piece of advice that helps you combat negative self-talk is to imagine repeating your harsh internal criticisms to your best friend or an innocent childhood version of yourself. We say to inspire even more compassion and empathy, imagine that you're talking to your pet, because no matter what mess is made or what item is ruined, who is still the best, most perfect being in the whole world? Your doggo. And yes, you too. From Good Housekeeping, how to mix a mean martini. Add this classic cocktail to your repertoire to impress your guests. This makes 1, takes 5 minutes. Fill a mixing glass with ice and add 2.5 ounces gin and 1/2 ounce dry vermouth. Stir 18 times. Strain into a chilled glass and garnish with an olive or a twist of lemon. And that's it. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. And thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.